Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, happy Ramadan to everyone all over the globe. Thank you for tuning into the Deen Show. And for those who might be getting a late start, you know that Ramadan has started. We all should be fasting, praying, doing all the things that the Creator has told us to do. Islam, submission to the Creator, not the creation. That way of life that brings you peace, prosperity in this life and paradise in the next. That's right. So maybe you're getting a late start, but there's still hope. There's still hope. And those who have gotten a fresh start, but there's some bad habits that they've given up, but now you don't want to go back to them and just be labeled a Ramadan Muslim. And that's the only time that we implement Islam is during Ramadan. No, we're going to be addressing these very important issues here in the Deen Show. When we come back, don't go anywhere.
This is the Deen Show. 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 This is the Deen Show.
This is the Deen Show.
This is the Deen Show.
Back here on the Deen Show with Sheikh Asim El Hakim. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. How are you?
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I'm fine. Jazakumullah khair for asking.
Thank you for finding the time to be with us here on the Deen Show.
Jazakumullah khair for having me.
Now, we're here talking about Ramadan, and we know that many people, Muslims, now is the time where they really come back, and that's a beautiful thing that now the masjids are full, and people are starting to commit somewhat, but we have a term called Ramadan Muslims. Now that we're going to be gearing towards, let's say, the end of Ramadan, how could people not be labeled as Ramadan Muslims? Because obviously there's no such thing. We should be year-round Muslims. So can we start off with some tips now that the Ramadan is going to be ending? So we want to keep people Muslim all year round, because a Muslim is one who submits to the will of Allah 24/7, not just during Ramadan.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه أما بعد. Now you can look at this in different angles. One angle would be the pessimistic one, one that looks at the empty half of the glass or of the cup. And this would go on by saying, listen, don't be Ramadan worshipper. Don't be someone who only prays and fasts and gives charity on Ramadan only. Do that throughout the whole year. However, this concept sometimes backfires because Satan is a professional in delusion, making people deceived and divert from the straight path. So if you ask me, what's your CV? I'll give you my experience of 25 years. But when you ask Satan for his CV, like, it goes back to the times of Adam. So the guy is really experienced. And one of his tricks would be that he would come to you and say, listen, the people are talking about don't be Ramadan worshiper. Don't only pray and fast in Ramadan. Do that throughout the whole year. And one would come and say, listen, I'm not able to do that. Ramadan is a season, and it's a blessed season. So I'm taking my advantage of this month, and I'm doing my best in it. So don't put me down by saying, you have to do this the rest of the year, otherwise it's not going to be accepted. So this is one way of some people looking at it. And it is good when it encourages others to work in the remaining 11 months, but it can backfire. Now, what you referred to is extremely correct to those who have a living spirit and their heart is filled with iman, it's filled with belief and conviction. They've done so many good things during the past nights and days of Ramadan that the momentum they have must continue to the rest of the year. And this is one of the benefits of working during Ramadan. It's like going to the gym. You actually don't go for a fight every single night, but you prepare for 6 to 7 years for that particular fight. And everything that you've invested in the previous years, come up and you show what it really takes on that particular night. Likewise, the month of Ramadan. We, as Muslims, we excel. We try our level best to do what gets us closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. One would say, by not drinking and fasting, that's a good way of dieting. No, it's not only that. We, as Muslims, refrain from lying. We refrain from cheating. Of course, we have to do this not only in Ramadan, throughout the whole year, but the emphasis is far greater and higher during the month of Ramadan. So, as Muslims, we excel and we become the perfect person that a lot of the non-Muslims may not think that this is possible. So, we do refrain from eating and drinking for 17 or 18 hours as a sign of obedience to our Lord who commanded us to do this. But we as well refrain from lying, backbiting, from cheating. We are so good to our wives and children, to our neighbors, to our next of kin. We try to give everything we've got to our work, to dedicate ourselves to helping others. So I'm not doing this for the sake of you or him or anyone else. I'm doing it for the sake of my Lord who tells me to perfect my work and to excel in my character as well.
We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we're going to come back with more talking about Ramadan and how you can stay on track all year round, not just Ramadan, here on The Deen Show with Sheikh Asim Al-Hakim. We'll be right back.
So, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say He, Allah, is one. God is one.
The maker of mankind.
Exactly. Allah is Samad. Allah is self-sufficient. He doesn't need food or drink. He doesn't need to rest on the seventh day. Okay, I really had a problem with that even before I knew anything about Islam. God resting sounds like a weak God.
Yeah.
Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He begets not, he doesn't have any children, nor is he a child or born of anything or anyone. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. And there is nothing co-equal or comparable unto him at all.
Nobody.
Nothing.
Jesus, nobody. Nobody's comparable to the Creator.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And that right there was, in its essence, what I believe naturally.
Back here on The Deen Show, and we're trying to keep you in the Ramadan spirit all year round. Tell us, Sheikh, if now you can leave off, and we see this is a good thing. People are conscious now during this month of their Creator, and many have left off the alcohol, they've left off smoking, they've left off fornicating, because they're like, you know what, I'm going to commit for these 30 days. Now, if you can commit for these 30 days, isn't this a proof to yourself that you can commit the whole year round? Shouldn't you be able to?
One is able to do this, but remember, as Muslims, we believe that during the holy month and the noble month of Ramadan, the masters of jinn and the devils are chained, so they will not reach, but they usually are able and capable of reaching. So the amount of sin by default during the month of Ramadan is drastically reduced, and this is visible. You can see that everywhere in Muslim and non-Muslim worlds with the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The challenge is, after the month of Ramadan has concluded, then the all, as you guys say, the state, all hell breaks loose. So everything is, wow, everything is open, man. And the devils say, listen, we've been off duty for about a month, and we have to make overtime to make up for what was lost. So the temptation is more, and the Muslim suffers even more and more as Ramadan is over. Now we're back to square one. But the good thing is that with the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, a Muslim is never back to square one. He's always progressing. So last year in Ramadan, he was like in level 10. Today in Ramadan, when Ramadan is over, he's 1125. So every Ramadan, he is building up, he is picking up momentum, he is increasing his stamina, and his the size of his biceps are getting bigger and bigger, and he's bench pressing more and more Islamically and regarding his iman. So Alhamdulillah, those who've tasted the sweetness of Ramadan, they will continue on maintaining fasting voluntary days on Mondays and Thursdays, for example. A couple of days a week doesn't do you any harm. And by also maintaining a portion of night prayers. So they pray like half an hour every night. And this is the connection between themselves and their Lord. You don't have to go to a church and see like, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. No, you go straight to Allah Azza wa Jalla and tell Him, O my Lord, O Creator of the heavens and the earth, I have sinned and I'm here to cleanse my sins and purify my heart. They continue to give in charity. And alhamdulillah, Muslims are the biggest donors and spenders when it comes to charity. So feeding the poor and the destitute and giving shelter to the orphanage, to the orphans and building orphanages worldwide, you can contribute with pennies and nickels and dimes. You don't have to pay hundreds and thousands of millions of dollars, though if you do, you're on the right track. But if you don't, never underestimate something that is possible that would get you closer to Allah and elevate your status in paradise. So the sky is the limit. You've tasted how it feels to be an obedient servant of Allah, of God, the Almighty, and don't waste and throw away this pride, dignity, and honor that you have gained because of your being a servant to Allah Azza wa Jalla during Ramadan. Don't just throw it away, keep it up, and stand tall.
What if someone tells you now, have you heard this, and say, look, you just told me that, you know, Shaitan is locked up during Ramadan, so now he's unlocked, so I have an excuse now to let all hell break loose. What would you say to this person?
Well, this is a test. Listen, I'm on earth, not for an easy ride. Allah Azza wa Jalla given us 70 or 80 years on earth to be tested, and the results and will be known on the Day of Judgment. And it's either paradise for eternity or hellfire for eternity. And if you compare apple to apple, then there's no comparison, none whatsoever. So the devils are set free, but you still have the backing of Allah Azza wa Jalla to you. You still have the belief that's concrete and solid in your heart, and with the grace of Allah, you have the backing of the angels. If you show Allah Azza wa Jalla your sincerity and that you want salvation, Allah the Almighty will provide that for you and will help you to attain that with minimal effort.
Beautiful, beautiful advice, Sheikh. We're going to take a break and come back to wrap it up here on The Deen Show. Don't go anywhere.
Jihad, often mistranslated as holy war. The word jihad means to struggle. Islam does not preach violence. It does not preach vicious holy war. It certainly does not condone terror and suicide bombing. Islam preaches compassion, tolerance, and justice. Find the truth about Islam. Call toll-free 877-WHY-ISLAM.
Back here on The Deen Show. And again, thank you, Sheikh, for finding the time to be with us to answer these questions that are in the minds of the people. Now, for the person, we reach out to a lot of not yet Muslims, and many, we know that according to the Guinness Book of World Records, that Islam is the fastest growing way of life in the world. And so many people are coming to Islam. And so many of the old time Muslims now are also coming back to the deen. So for the person now, he's watching The Deen Show, she's watching The Deen Show, and let's say she's been a little, or he's been a little lackadaisical, and they've already let some of these days pass by of Ramadan. They haven't been fasting. Is it too late if right now they're watching The Deen Show and, you know, they got encouraged by, you know, the month of Ramadan and they want to get into the spirit, but they're like, you know what, I already missed 10 days of Ramadan. Is it too late for me?
Well, the good news is that Allah is the most merciful. Allah Azza wa Jalla never rejects people, never turns them down. Whoever comes to Allah the Almighty, seeking His forgiveness, repenting to Allah, exposing his deep remorse, and showing sincerity, Allah the Almighty would not only forgive his sins, because this is what we would have expected. If you go to someone and ask for forgiveness, the kindest person on earth will probably give you. Not Allah, Azawajal. Allah is not like that. Allah is unlike anything you know of. Allah the Almighty, if you come to Him seeking His forgiveness and you would expose and express your sincere and deep remorse, Allah the Almighty would forgive your sins. Not only that, He would change the sins into good deeds. So if you have a million bad sins, bad deeds and a million sins, but you come in forgiveness and Allah forgives you, He turns them into a million good deeds. So it's never too late. The issue is, it is Satan, who we spoke about his CV earlier, that is a professional. So whenever you want to repent, it's why now? Let's watch CSI Miami, for example, and then repent afterwards. Why now? Let's watch Hangover 3, and then inshallah, Allah is most forgiven. Let's go and have, let me finish this bottle, and then call it a quit. So He always makes you delay asking Allah for forgiveness, to delay repenting to Allah, and before you know it, it's too late, and you die without repenting. Never delay it, and always be on top of it. If you make a sin, acknowledge the fact that Allah is most forgiving and merciful. Seek His forgiveness, ask for His mercy, repent, and He will forgive you upon the spot.
Sheikh, in the last minute that we have, can you give us some closing comments, advice, and at the end, wish everybody a happy Ramadan and a happy Eid?
Well, it is extremely important to know that one part of the significance of Ramadan is a unity among Muslims. Muslims worldwide, whether you're in Siberia, whether you're in Alaska, whether you're in Hawaii, I hope the people in Hawaii fast now, but wherever you are, my friend, we're all fasting. It's the same month for all of us, all the Muslims. They face the same spot in prayer 5 times a day. Man, if you are from China or you're from the U.S., we all meet and say, Assalamu alaikum. We face the same direction in prayer, we fast the same month. So it is a sign of unity. After Ramadan, the unity should continue and we should remain united.
Thank you so much, Sheikh. Thank you so much for being with us. May Allah bless you with a wonderful Ramadan. And if we don't see you again, and may you have after the end a wonderful Eid at the end of it all, and may Allah accept all your deeds and all of ours. Ameen. Thank you so much, Sheikh. And I hope that you got to benefit. I surely did with the great advice. We know that the Creator, Allah, is the most loving, the most merciful. Jesus prayed to Him. He didn't pray to Himself. Moses, Abraham, and all the other messengers, including Muhammad being the last, they all fasted, they prayed, and they did all of these things because out of the love for their Creator. And the Creator loves you. That's why He's ordained these things. And even if you're getting a late start, get started, do a 180, turn back to the most loving, the most forgiving, and start fasting. Start fasting right away tomorrow. And start to beseech your Creator for earnestly for the help to help you stay committed throughout the rest of Ramadan. And you'll see that peace and tranquility. It'll be a struggle. Everything that's worth something is a struggle. So paradise, you got to struggle for it. But we got to get there because we're going to leave this life behind pretty soon. We're going to be saying bye-bye. And what sad state would it be if we just ignored all of these signs, if we ignored our responsibilities in this life. So it's Ramadan now. For those people who've also been fasting, and when it ends, please, let's try not to go back to the bad behavior. Maybe many people have given up alcohol. They've given up gambling, fornicating, all these other things. Give it up totally. If you can give it up for the whole month of Ramadan, continue on. Strive and struggle all the way to the end. We know that the Jannah, as the last and final messenger said, is surrounded by undesirable things. And the hellfire is surrounded by desirable things, right? So if you want to go ahead and get that PhD or you want to get that diploma, you have to study, you have to work hard. These are undesirable things for a lot of people, but ultimate success lies after you achieve this. But now to cut class, to skip school, to go to the club, to sleep in, be late for work, I mean, that's just following your desires. That's not difficult at all. So to get to paradise, it requires effort. It requires work. And at the end, you got paradise. You got Jannah. But now following your lusts and desires. You're sleeping late, you're going to get sooner or later fired from work. Right? And you keep cutting class, you're going to get dropped. You're going to get kicked out of school. But now, if we ignore our responsibilities that Allah has told us to do, at the end, what do we got waiting for us? There's Jannah and then there's the flip side. It's a hellfire. Many of us, it's there, but we can't imagine ourselves being in that place. But it's a place that many will end up in. So now is the time. Count the blessings that Allah has given you. Be thankful and grateful. And may that gratitude and love for your Maker ponder over it. Motivate you to be the best this Ramadan. And may it carry on all year round. So at the end, when we die, we've been implementing Islam, submission to the Creator, not the creation, and doing good, being good, living a good, righteous life. We're going to make mistakes, but Allah is the most loving and forgiving. Turn back to Him each and every time you make a mistake. But as long as you've got the connection, you're dialing up direct, and you're asking Him forgiveness for guidance, then this is the right way. And we hope that you stay in touch with us, continue to watch the Deen Show. We send our salams to all those. Happy Ramadan to everyone all over the world. May you have a blessed Eid and continue to follow us on the Facebook, Twitter, share our shows and contribute to the Deen Show. Help us in doing this noble cause of educating the world on the most misunderstood way of life, yet the fastest growing way of life in the world, Islam. That's right. It continues to grow each and every day because it's simple, it's believable, and we've got the proof that one needs to know that is it indeed not man-made, but is it indeed by the one who made us. The one creator. So read the Quran. Call us at 1-800-662-ISLAM. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be unto you. Come on now. So ladies and gents, brothers and sisters, contribute to the cause. Contribute towards the dawah, the education of humanity. And you, inshallah, will have a ticket by the permission of Allah when you're working for the deen, supporting the deen on the day of judgment. All those good deeds will be waiting for you. Inshallah, we can get to Jannah.